USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
George Floyd's brother is leading a prayer vigil at the site of his death in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Speaking at that prayer vigil, Terrence Floyd has a message for everyone.
Do this peacefully. Please. My brother moved here from Houston, and I used to talk to him on the phone. He loved it here. He started driving truck. He was good. I know. He would not want y'all to be doing this.
Minnesota's public safety commissioner says it doesn't appear that a driver intentionally plowed into a group of protesters on the interstate. At a briefing, John Harrington said the driver who was on Interstate 35W yesterday was speeding. Harrington added that the driver panicked when he saw protesters on the freeway. The driver has been arrested. Governor Tim Walz commended many protesters who went to protect the driver. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive the special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the violence and looting that's been going on undermines the whole message behind peaceful protests.
Protest that crosses into violence is counterproductive to the message. It undermines the message. It cedes the moral high ground, and it strengthens the hand of those on the other side of the debate.
Johnson speaking there on MSNBC. China is reacting to the United States pulling out of the World Health Organization. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
China says the U.S. is, in its words, addicted to quitting. After the president announced his intention to pull out of the World Health Organization, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the withdrawal reveals a pursuit of power politics and unilateralism, the official saying that the international community disagrees with what he calls the selfish behavior of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Government leaders and health officials have expressed concerns that coronavirus could rapidly spread during protests over the death of George Floyd. Dr. Jeanette Nashwa is a Fox News contributor. She joins Fox News and talks about COVID-19 cases on the rise due to the protests.
Yeah, I am concerned that we're going to see an uptake and see more outbreaks in various parts of the country. Sandra, I understand the pain and the anguish. This is just beyond devastating, devastation for what's happened. But the reckless behavior is going to impede our efforts to try to eradicate this virus. And, generally speaking, Americans have done a really good job of trying to follow the guidelines and protocols to eradicate this virus. But when you have thousands of people in close proximity shouting and screaming and chanting, remember the virus, it spreads through particles, through water droplet particles, through respiratory droplets. And so it can spread very easily from one person to another. You can have what's called super spreaders. And so I am concerned for an uptick in outbreaks. That's why we've got to continue, to follow the guidelines of wearing a mask, social distancing, physical distancing, stay home, because, it's hurting us doctors and nurses from trying to already care for coronavirus patients. And on top of that, African Americans, Hispanics, Latinos, they're already disproportionately affected by coronavirus. So it's a double-edged sword, but we really need to stay on top of it.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.